My ex is ignoring me, and it bloody hurts. By Max Jenker. Being ignored by your ex after a breakup is not all that special. I've been through it, my friends have been through it, virtually everyone who broke up has been through it. We all got ignored by our exes at some point in our lives. However, I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. Being ignored by your ex does hurt. Not only that, but it also carries tangible and unrelenting consequences. It lowers self-esteem, makes you more prone to misery, anxiety, and depression, and obstructs or even prevents you from getting closure. So I'm not surprised you're feeling like shit. Why is your ex ignoring you? Before we start, let's be clear. There's nothing morally wrong with your ex ignoring you. Sure, it doesn't feel nice, but let's be real. They have a good reason why they do it. For one, you're probably acting needy and are chasing after them. Maybe you're begging them to come back and they feel suffocated. Maybe they moved on and want nothing to do with you anymore. Maybe they're doing the whole no contact thing. Maybe they're pissed off. Your ex could also just be protecting themselves from any unwanted emotions. Perhaps they fear that if they respond, they will reopen their breakup wounds. Or they are just playing games by ignoring you, which is a typical response from toxic exes. But here is the funny thing. Your ex may not be ignoring you at all. Maybe your negative emotions and fear merely fooled you into believing they are ignoring you. The reality could be much different. Maybe your ex changed their number. Maybe they're still writing the response or haven't formed a coherent one yet. Maybe they're on a trip and they don't have their phone with them. Or maybe they're on a date with someone else. Nonetheless, whether your ex is ignoring you for real or not, the pain endures. Ever wondered why? Why does it hurt when your ex ignores you? The reason you feel hurt when your ex ignores you is because through their effort to ignore you, they are tapping into the internal wiring of your ancient need to connect and feel connected to others and scrambling the shit out of it. See, humans are social animals. The closer we stay to our loved ones, the safer we feel. Staying connected was how we survived throughout the ages. Feeling connected is our inherent need and curse. When we lose a relationship, we also lose connection with someone important, and when they ignore us, they are preventing us from ever repairing that connection. Thus, we subconsciously begin to feel unsafe in the world. And as a result, we consciously grow scared and anxious, usually even needy. From a biological perspective, this reaction occurs because our brain releases certain chemicals that tell us, yo fuckface, reconnect with your loved one or you're gonna die. Think of it as your brain's ancient survival alarm. Expanding on this phenomenon, think about relationships in general. The reason we form societies is to stay and feel safe. And when one rejects the norms of society, they get rejected and isolated by everyone else. Thankfully, this is not as common today as it was back in our caveman days. At that time, if you were part of a tribe and did something that went against the rules of that tribe, the other tribesmen and women would label you a renegade and shun and reject you. They'd have all the power and you'd probably die. Hence, your brain's survival system would light up just as it lights up when your ex ignores you presently and makes you feel like you're dying. How to get your ex to stop ignoring you? Counterintuitively, it's not trying to make your ex stop ignoring you that gets them to stop. It's letting them go and surrendering to the pain of being ignored that gets them to stop ignoring you. So here are four things you should do. 1. Cease contact. No response is still a response. If your ex is ignoring you, it must be because you are on some level bothering them. And I'd say the odds of you bothering them are pretty damn high. You're probably chasing and pursuing them as I write this, maybe even pleading or begging them to come back. This imbalanced dynamic never works out. It gives all the power to your ex and none to you. It also drains them of any respect they have left for you, and it pulverizes their attraction. The solution to changing this unhealthy dynamic and getting a chance to rekindle things is to stop trying to reconnect with your ex. In other words, go no contact. It's normal to feel hurt, lonely, and like you'll die when your ex is ignoring you. But let them miss you, deal with their emotions, and come back into your orbit at your own pace. Let them go. Otherwise, they'll just ignore you longer, and you'll eventually slaughter your chances of getting back with them. Think of it this way. If you keep doing the same things you're doing, you will keep getting the same results you're getting. 2. Leverage apatheia. When your ex keeps ignoring you, it's okay to feel emotional, but it's best if you keep those emotions in check so they don't make you perform sabotaging behaviors, like when you call your ex 10 times in a row or show up at their doorstep unannounced. In Stoicism, there is a word for this mentality, apatheia. Think of it as a sort of equanimity that comes with the absence of irrational or extreme emotions. Apatheia means resisting harmful emotions by telling yourself things like, my ex is ignoring me right now and it hurts, but I can't let myself panic or else there is going to be hell to pay. Or, I know I'm feeling sad because my ex is ignoring me, but this feeling, like all feelings, is fleeting and will dissipate in time. So don't act. Stand your ground, because this too shall pass. Don't get me wrong though. I'm not asking nor encouraging you to avoid your feelings. Pretend they don't exist or lose them altogether. All I'm asking you is to try and let go of the harmful and unhelpful kind to avoid basing your actions upon them. Number 3. Abandon all control. You can't control whether your ex ignores you or responds. Hell, you can hardly control anything. However, what you can control, at least for the most part, is yourself. Mainly, how you interpret your pain and respond to your ex ignoring you. Years ago, I read a brilliant book by a retired pickup artist, Neil Strauss. Mostly the first act detailed Neil's life in an addiction rehab facility. A facility where people like love, sex, and drug addicts get sent off to get a grip on their life and recover from their vices. The thing that really stuck with me from that book was a mantra the patients in the rehab facility chanted. They've coined it the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Addicts cannot change the abuse suffered in childhood. You cannot change the fact that your ex broke up with you and is ignoring you. They cannot change the choices they've made or the hurt they caused. You cannot change the choices you've made or the hurt you found yourself in. They can, however, change their future through the power they have in the present. You have the same power, the same opportunity, so use it. The moment you will feel better and potentially change your ex's mind about ignoring you is when you shift your focus from the things outside your control, your ex ignoring you, to the things within your control. That is, how you respond to your ex ignoring you. 4. Stop overthinking and overreacting. Trying to figure out if your ex will stop ignoring you, or if they will come back or not, and everything in between, won't help your sanity. And while your ex's feelings toward you may change in the future, it's best to let go of those expectations for now. As I've argued in a previous article, act like your ex will never stop ignoring you. This mindset will keep overthinking and overreacting and thus self-sabotage at bay. The more you make yourself believe that your ex will never cease their silence, the greater the odds of them reaching out and you recovering become. And when you do recover, the intensity of your emotions decreases. Therefore, you make better decisions and display more non-needy attractive responses if your ex reaches out, and thus increase your chances of getting them back. An offshoot of this mentality would be finding something more meaningful than your ex ignoring you and focusing on it. Now, there are many ways you can cultivate this sort of a mindset. You can distract yourself, go out and socialize, start dating other people, meditate, journal, do yoga and qigong. Simply experiment. Experiment liberally. What to never do when your ex ignores you. While researching this article, I've come across a few other articles addressing the same topic. What to do when an ex ignores you. Some give pretty useful advice, others not so much. But a handful of them contain downright toxic advice. I'm talking emotional manipulation and permutations of needy behaviors repackaged as some fancy reattraction technique. So, for your and your ex's mental health sake, I'll cover some of these tips below so you understand what you should never ever do if you want your ex to stop ignoring you. Make your ex jealous. A surprising number of articles encourage readers to post pictures of themselves hanging out with attractive people of the opposite sex with hopes that their ex sees the pictures and gets jealous. What can I say? Are you 12 or something? Just don't do it. Jealousy will not make your ex stop ignoring you. Make your ex think you're doing great. Another tip I've come across encourages people to fake how great they're doing and feeling in their social circles, hoping that the word eventually reaches their ex and makes them stop ignoring them. Again, what the fuck? First, you're trying to get validation from your ex and now your friends. Like, get some self-respect already. Reach out to your ex. The frequency of this tip popping up across research blew me away. How some writers recommend reaching out to someone who ignores you is beyond me. Just don't do it. How will doing what you've already been doing give you any other result than the result you are already getting? Just answer me this. Write a letter to your ex. This is another tip to throw in the bin, pour gasoline over it, and light a match. I've actually been the dumbass who did this in the past. Yes, I wrote my ex a love/apology letter because they kept ignoring my text messages. I figured that would spark their attraction. And spoiler, it didn't. It just annoyed the shit out of them. Optional. Top questions about an ex ignoring you. 1. What to do when I can't leave my ex alone despite them ignoring me? For starters, go on a strict social media detox coupled with no contact. Convincing your ex to stop ignoring you is pointless, especially if you've been acting desperate. You can force them to lower their defenses, and even if you do, it's only a matter of time before they raise them back up. Also, be sure you find someone who can hold you accountable during this time so you don't reach out to your ex. 2. What to do when I apologize to my ex and they still ignore me? It's not like your ex owes you a response. They are an ex after all. Think of them as a separate entity from you, a separate world. Like, you don't owe them anything. They don't owe you anything. So it's not their responsibility to make you feel happy again. It's your responsibility. So take it. 3. What to do when my ex doesn't even want to be friends? Well, your ex ignoring you or not, you shouldn't want or try to be friends with them in the first place. And let's be honest, you don't want a friendship. You want to rekindle your relationship. You want your ex back. And you should tell them that if they inquire about it. And before you even ask, the answer is no. You can't use a friendship as a backdoor to a renewed relationship. It never works out. Friendship between you and your ex should only develop once you are both over each other and there is no shred of emotional residue left from your previous relationship. What to do when my ex unblocked me but ignores me or still hasn't reached out? If your ex unblocked you but hasn't reached out, do nothing. Who gives a shit? Did they do anything else? Maybe they liked one of your pictures, sent you a friend request, directly messaged you? No, nothing? Then let it go. Besides, your ex unblocking you doesn't really mean anything. They probably decided to do it out of politeness, not romantic interest. And the reason they still ignore you is identical to why an ex would ignore you in general. 5. What to do when my ex started talking to me but quickly stopped and continued ignoring me? Your ex probably initiated a conversation on a whim. Or they just wanted to pass their time, and for whatever reason, they had no better or more entertaining option than you to come along. Whatever the case, carry on with no contact and let your ex come back to you at their own pace. 6. What to do when my ex flirts with me and then ignores me? If your ex flirts with you, it means they still like you. But when they go back to ignoring you, it means you've said or done something unattractive during your interaction. Maybe didn't communicate clearly enough. Maybe you failed to assert your boundaries. Maybe you've just acted needy and pushy. Therefore, if you want your ex to stop shuffling between hot and cold behavior, figure out what you're doing wrong during your interactions and either stop doing it and or try something else. If your ex keeps ignoring you, consider moving on for good. If days and weeks go by and your ex is still ignoring the living shit out of you, consider moving on. No, I don't mean recovering, I mean actually moving on. As in, moving on to someone new and forgetting all about your ex. I doubt you're ready to let go for good, but keep the option in mind. It's a viable way to move forward and most of the time, again counterintuitively, it gets your ex to actually stop ignoring you and reach out.